You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to another 5-minute job search. This is Amy Adler coming to you from 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. I'm an executive resume writer and career coach. And today I want to talk to you a bit about resume writing for executives and talk about the key sections that you need as an executive to have in your resume so that you can appeal to the audience you want to talk to. So let's start at the top of the resume and work our way down. To start, let's start with your name. So let's say your name is John Smith. There are a lot of John Smiths out there. Let's make sure that you have your name unique enough that the person who finds the resume or finds something about you understands that they've got the right person. So maybe you're John Michael Smith. So maybe you need to be J. Michael Smith for the purposes of your resume. I know I do this all the time. Maybe you need to do John M. Smith. I do this because my name is fairly common. Amy Adler is a fairly common name. So I make sure professionally that I put my middle initial so that people can find me. So that when you are writing your resume and appealing to a particular audience, make sure that they can find you as well and connect your resume with other profiles that they're going to see on social media and so forth. Underneath that's going to be your contact information. So this is really important. It used to be that we had our addresses and phone numbers and so on, and we expected to get snail mail. That is just not the case anymore. So you absolutely have to have a working phone number and an email that is professional. Let's start with your phone number. Your phone number should probably be your mobile number if you have one. You don't want small children answering this phone, and you also don't want to answer this phone number when you are unavailable, if you're in a meeting, or if you're at the grocery store, or if you're out with your family, and so on. So what I recommend is that you find either a second number altogether, or that you use Google Voice, which is a redirect service. It's free. It comes with your Gmail account, so that you can answer your call only when you are able to, and you can let it go to voicemail if you are unable to answer the call in a professional manner. To that end, the Gmail that you select for this should also be professional. So if you're J. Michael Smith or John Michael Smith, make sure that you have John Michael Smith 23@gmail.com. If that's altogether too common, feel free to add a number or something on top of it. What you don't want is a Gmail or any other service, frankly, that describes you in a way that is less than professional. So don't have a moniker on social media that you use for your email as well, if that's going to do you a disservice, if it's going to tarnish your executive brand. Stick with your name, it's easiest. Finally, as for your home address, you can include it. You don't have to. In this day and age, people don't care necessarily if you live in the region or a region unless they're only looking for local candidates. So absolutely make sure you have your phone number and your email address, preferably a professional Gmail. But you don't necessarily have to have your full street address. And especially if you're posting your resume online, you don't want to compromise your private information by putting your phone number, putting your address out there for the world to see and to find you. Now, underneath that, instead of calling your resume, we all know it's a resume, so you don't have to do that, give your career history a title. For me, I might say executive resume writer. For you, you might say vice president of operations, or chief operations officer, or VP of finance, or general manager, or sales director. Even that is enough for what I like to joke as the intern will know which pile to put your resume in when it comes through the mail. But more to the point is it sets the tone for the rest of your resume. It primes the pump so that your audience understands where to think about you, where to frame your experience or how to frame your experience. So if you tell them that you're a VP of operations, presuming that you've had the job before, then you are telling them without any question that everything that follows from that is going to relate to a VP of operations level expertise. And that's really important for your audience to understand before they even get to the point of reading all of the details within your resume. So within that, you can start making additional sections. Now we're talking about your career expertise. So you can absolutely do this reverse chronologically. I wouldn't recommend doing it in a functional format or a functional hybrid format. It's not that it's passé, it's that it's confusing. And if we want to spoon feed your audience, then we have to make sure that we're giving them your most recent job, your next most recent job, your third most recent job, and so on in reverse order. Within those, you're going to have two sections. Each job reporting on your resume is going to have two sections. The first is going to be a list of the things you've done, what HR maybe thinks your job is, or a good way for you to describe what you do. Maybe if you're at a party and someone says to you, hey, what do you do? That's the short answer that goes in this section. Underneath those are the bullet points. And these two sections should not be confused. This is important. What you are supposed to be doing and what you have accomplished really are two different things. So your accomplishments, typically in the CAR format, challenge, action, and result, explain your successes and talk about how you are really good at the things you have done. So you might, I'm going to read some, so you might use something like this. Within 3 months of hire, Jump started a flagging project by exercising termination clause on expensive development vendor and recruiting 5 in-house developers plus a project manager. Completed project 10% faster than planned and saved 16% on the projected budget. So that has a beginning, middle, and end. Obviously, there was a problem. The challenge was that stuff was expensive. The action was the termination of the vendor and the recruitment of each of the people on the team. And the result was the cost savings overall. Here's another one. For 3 consecutive quarters, coached team to exceed quota by 15% with combination of advanced product training and weekend retreat focused on selling strategies and customer needs assessment. On track to beat quota in Q4 2000-something by 18%. So again, that follows the same model. These can become the bullets of your resume. Obviously, they're going to be related to your expertise. They're not going to be this one. These were IT and sales, respectively. Yours might have to do with operations. It might have to do with finance. It might have to do with strategic leadership. It might have to do with outreach to other industry players. There are lots of things you can talk about that demonstrate why your expertise is right for this upcoming role. So down the page, let's make sure that we, throughout your experience and your history, that we eliminate the dreaded words responsible for. So as we're talking about that paragraph that describes what HR thinks your job is, don't tell them, your audience, what you're responsible for. It makes me wonder whenever I hear that. Well, he was responsible for it, but did he actually do it? So therein lies the issue. Rather than describe what you're responsible for, describe what you did. Describe what you're good at, both in your description of your everyday roles and responsibilities, as well as in those challenge, action, result statements. Moving forward, let's talk about your executive development. These are the remaining sections on your resume that go beyond kind of what you do every day and how you're good at what you do. So your executive development has a couple of parts. It might be your college degree. It might be courses completed toward a college degree. It might be graduate school. It might be additional training that is relevant to your industry. It might be certifications. So make sure that you're capturing all of those things that you did. It might even be conferences that you attended for additional learning, and it might be conferences you presented to for other people's learning. Other sections you can also include: volunteerism, always good, give back to your community and show how. Languages, that can also be good. Technology experience, depending on the kind of role you've had. Those are all very valuable. What I would not put in this section are your maybe more controversial interests. For example, I heard some years ago about a guy who was a skydiver, and he was not chosen for a job, or so he said, because the hiring manager thought he was too risk tolerant. So that can harm you. That can harm you. And of course, I would never recommend that you put in something along the lines of your political affiliation or controversial political topics of the day, because you may not know what your audience is going to think when they receive that information. So now we've gone top to bottom on your resume. We started with your name to make sure that you're giving your audience a name that they can remember and a way for them to find you if they need to. Making sure they have your contact information appropriately, making sure that they understand exactly how to frame your resume, what those internal sections look like. So that's the 5-minute job search for today. I'm Amy Adler, again, 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. You can find me at 5strengths.com and 801-810-5627. Thank you.